Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu. Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
All right. Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and
Tamara Judge.
And today we are going to be talking all about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and Real Housewives of Miami. Woo-hoo-hoo. Woo! All right.
Let's get into it.
Erica arrives to her, Dr. Jen's matching McMansion with mine and Dorit's and Anna Marie's house.
Yes. It's so funny. I'm like, when they show the outside, I'm like, okay, whose house is this?
You're like, Well, her therapist says it feels like yesterday that Erica was saying her life was over. Erica says her legal issues have calmed down. Her therapist says closure needs to come from Erica.
I think Erica just wants everybody to apologize to her and take accountability for what they said. And I think she's pretty pissed off at her cast members for not. I mean, we did see a flashback of what Crystal apologizing.
Yeah. And Erica saying that Crystal was the only one who actually apologized. Mm-hmm. It's hard because last night I just watched Housewife and the Hustler 2, which I don't even think we need to recap, but you guys can go watch it over on Hulu. But like, look, if I went through what Erica went through, I'd have to sell those $750,000 earrings to afford the amount of therapy that I needed to go through.
Yeah, but she didn't sell it. She had just hand them back, right?
Yeah.
Where are they?
I think.
Are they being held? Are they?
They're not, according to Housewife and the Hustler 2, they're not in Erica's person right now.
Well, we know that, but how accurate do you think that this Housewife and the Hustler is? Is it just another?
Well, I thought it wasn't going to be accurate. I thought it was going to be like the first one that we watched, mm-hmm. But the difference is Erica's lawyer. And remember the guy that everybody thought was Erica's boyfriend, but then we found out it wasn't Erica's boyfriend, that Jim Wilkes, name is? Yeah, he's in it too. So both those guys, her actual lawyer and her friend that he said he spent millions of dollars helping her. And that, you know, essentially what they said, we don't have to get more into it than this, but essentially what they said is Erica has to do the television show because without being on Beverly Hills, she wouldn't have money to buy bread is what they said on this. Hmm. And so I think, you know, there's fear.
Well, I hate to break it to you. You don't have to be on a Hulu show to know that 90% of the girls on Housewives have to do Housewives or they can't afford bread.
Yeah.
A lot of them do it because this is their only, which is fine. That's your only income. But when this show's over, you know, make a game plan.
Make a game plan. Like the twats.
Yeah.
We just continue to talk about
like
a show.
That- CBD, like all the things, right?
Like All In by Teddy. Like yes. LTK.
Yeah.
Like OnlyFans.
Tap here.
Like the cameos that I keep forgetting to do for Valentine's Day.
Oh, you better get on those.
And now Valentine's is past. So happy Valentine's Day.
I am now on the top 3% in Cameo.
You are? Way to brag. My six of mine just expired.
Yeah,
damn it.
I dropped my price to $99.
That's how much my price is. So you guys go to my Cameo and maybe I may or may not get to
don't
it.
Don't go to her Cameo. She doesn't fulfill them. I've had some expire before purely on accident. Like I just didn't have my notifications on, but now I got the notifications on.
Well, I got to say, if I'm going to be pissed at anything about my time on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, it's that Sutton gets a riding horses storyline. And I didn't. Like, she wearing and her hair down while riding.
She also didn't know that the horse, when she came up, she thought another horse was her horse. That when they show her horse, looks nothing like her horse. Her horse doesn't have, her horse has white on it, right? Yeah, this horse had no white.
She has a paint. It is half white, half bay. The horse that's walking by is a full bay. It was a huge offense to me. I was like, I couldn't believe it. Like, I'm fine for a personal storyline, but I'm like, the fact that this is now, we have seen
now, can you,
Sutton
can
go
you rate,
give carrots to her horse multiple times.
Can you rate her riding? Because when she got on the horse, I thought, oh shit. But she looked like, to me, I don't ride horses, but she looked like she did a pretty good job.
Well, I would say.
For someone that hasn't been on a horse in a long time.
Well, I think if you, and I'm not, if you want to go ride for pleasure and all of those things, then great. But it's not somebody who rode all growing up like that. Cause it's kind of like riding a bike. Like I didn't ride for 10 years and then kind of got back on. Mm-hmm. And within a couple of weeks I was back feeling 100%. Like, but I want her to enjoy it, but yes, it looked quite novice.
Okay. I would know. I can imagine what I would look like riding a horse. But what we did learn is her old horse, Christian, lives down the street.
Her old horse? Her old husband?
Yeah, the one she used to ride. So,
Her old horse, Christian,
who divorced.
The old gray mare, Christian.
The old mare lives down the street, and now she can no longer rely on him if she needs him because he's moving out of the country. So, I feel like it sounds like she doesn't really talk too much about him, but she really relied on him being down the street and knowing that she can lean on him. And now she's upset because it's done. Like there's nothing left.
I mean, when she said like, you know, if I were to fall or something were to happen, Christian would always be there, which I didn't know they still had that type of
relationship. I was happy to hear that.
But that makes sense. Like now that she doesn't have that fallback person. And, you know, she's also said, you know, I don't have my father. I don't have Christian. Like I feel like I'm in this place where I'm having to figure it all out on my own.
And their divorce, correct me if I'm wrong, is like 6-7 years, something like that. They've been divorced.
Yeah. 6-7 years.
And how long were they married?
I mean, quite a long time.
Do you know what happened? Has she ever said what happened in their marriage?
No, she's only said, she talks about it a little bit in the scene with Kyle. I think, you know, when they met, they were kind of here and then Christian's career kept going. And I think the control had just what I've gathered with my time speaking to her. And this isn't in a negative way. This is just what I think happens oftentimes in marriages when one person is financially in charge of the other person. There just starts to be a loss of I don't know. You're not a team in a certain aspect in some relationships.
Was she not working? I read something the other day on Instagram that hit home. I would rather be a rich wife than a wife of a rich man.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So is she, did she didn't work?
Well, I think she took care. I mean, I think taking care of your kids is working.
Oh, for sure. But I didn't know, like, she had no other income. For some strange reason, I just assumed she grew up rich and had money.
No, the income came from Christian as they grew, he grew. And that's why she got such a significant amount of money when they got a divorce. Because California, you know, you're entitled to whatever it is, half, or I don't know if it's half, something, but she, like a big chunk.
Big chunk. Well, she's going on a second date with Steve, which was good. And I thought it was cute. It didn't look like the date that I would expect Sutton to go on. It kind of normalized Sutton a little bit. She's playing darts. She's, you know, hanging out in this bar. I didn't expect that.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu. Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout.
I started my wellness journey with Symbiotica because I was tired of having no energy and I wanted better gut health. I love Symbiotica's probiotics, and I know you will too.
Their supplements are super easy to take on the go and travel with. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking it every day.
With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. You don't have to worry about running out.
You can also modify or freeze your subscription whenever you want.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Well, part of me respects her commitment to Ocean Spray, but a part of me thinks pink grapefruit juice in your bag is also a red flag on the second date.
A little bit
date.
Of a red flag, but I'm pretty sure Ocean Spray will be reaching out shortly to give her own deal.
I mean, I feel like I haven't had an Ocean Spray grapefruit juice in quite some time. And I'm curious, is that grapefruit juice so far above any other grapefruit juice that you need to carry your own?
Maybe a lot of places don't carry grapefruit. I never order it. So,
I mean, isn't grapefruit juice, it's called, no, that's a screwdriver. But what's the drink that has grapefruit juice in it?
A Greyhound.
I feel like people order Greyhounds. So there is a grapefruit juice option. Maybe it just doesn't give what she needs it to be giving. then you kind of...
Which storyline is more tiring at this point? Parenting lessons from Garcelle or to date a different guy in each episode with Sutton?
Yeah. And also, I don't know if you noticed this. Sutton was with Sanjit in her Super Bowl post about that she was with Garcelle and Cynthia. But Sanjit was the original guy from last season that she was dating.
Oh, is she dating him again?
Well, she didn't say so on Watch What Happens Live. She said she was just on the Bumble. So I'm curious if they just became friends, like if the guy she dates just turn into friends and they agree to film on camera.
Yeah, I think that Steve and Sutton look cute together. I really do. But it's not looking like they
did. Did I make this up or did we discover that Steve's an actor?
I think that he had said in one episode that he was an actor. Not positive, though.
But the parenting storyline is a little bit hard for me because it's the same thing over and over again. And do I think those are things that you struggle with? I also realized that on both episodes of the shows that we watched, Beverly Hills and Miami, there was an Uber storyline, which leads me to my next question. Do you let Sophia take an Uber by herself?
I don't want her to ever. She doesn't have to now because she has her own car. But at 17 is when I said, okay, I'll let you take an Uber, but I want you to take it with your friend.
Yeah. I mean, they do have all these apps where you can track your kids now. So
yeah,
I mean, that limits it. But I was just, it's interesting. I was like, is Uber paying for these spots in both Beverly Hills and Miami?
But when it comes to Sophia, I'm not afraid for Sophia. I'm more afraid for the Uber driver. She's that girl.
Then Kyle and Mauricio are having a drink together. Kyle says couples therapy has been very helpful.
You could see like there's just such a huge disconnect. It's really sad. Do you think Mauricio is in denial? Do you think he's just trying to act like everything is good for the cameras? Because he's trying to act like it, but body language and all that is not adding it. Mal ain't mathin.
I feel like that's kind of his personality type. You know, like he's always like, I've never seen him and him appear to be in a bad mood. Where like, I feel like I've seen Eddie or I've seen Edwin and you're like, they're in a mood today.
Yeah. He's in a mood.
They're in a mood. So I think if you are constantly in that like positive mindset, a happy-go-lucky, it's hard to have real deep conversations. And I think that's what we're seeing play out. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially when you're like watching, you know, like the non-alcoholic beer, which is like the kale of beverages. Like, I don't understand.
That either.
But my friend Kelly drinks one all the time too. Like she
Kyle a beer drinker?
No, she was a margarita drinker. But I guess it's probably hard to make a delicious mocktail at home.
Well, I'll send her some of my new Vina margarita.
Oh, seltzers. You have a Vina.
We're working on them right now. We have margarita, a citrus one, and I think a Moscow Mule.
Oh, well, I want to try all those.
Do you remember Dorit FaceTime with her husband, PK?
Yeah, but then I remembered that I went over to the Instagram and just saw that they were on vacation together in Mexico. So I don't know what's going on there.
I know. It just definitely feels like there's something different going on between them. What was he gone 12 days? Where is he? He's in London or something?
London, trying to get a deal done. Remember he had that show in London?
Yeah, I remember Traders. We had very basic cable TV for UK TV there. And he has a home decorating show or something. It's very bizarre. And it's funny because I asked the girl that worked on the production there. I'm like, oh, do you know this guy? She goes, Tamara, everybody in London knows PK. Just like that. And I'm like, oh, okay.
I mean, I think PK's fun. And what do you think big effort needs to be made for you on Mother's Day?
I'm not a big holiday girl. Like, I feel like every day is a holiday.
Every day is a holiday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every day married to me is a holiday.
For me, it doesn't have to fall on the actual day, but I really do appreciate a card.
Well, I appreciate my cinnamon roll one a year. Spencer always gives me a cinnamon roll for Mother's Day. So yeah, I mean, I do. What I do like about Mother's Day is having all my kids together, because it doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
Everybody's everywhere at this point.
But PK says, well, you're not my mother. And you can see Dorit like trying to laugh it off, but really not thinking that it's funny.
Yeah. Not funny.
Then we get to Anna Marie's brunch, which, hold on, I have to take you back. Do you remember on Beverly Hills when Denise had a diamond eye sculpture and everyone mocked it?
Yes. Is it the same one?
I don't know if it was the same one, but I mean, I was even at that original diamond and everybody's like, all of us were like, oh no, you're on Beverly. It would be like you having a big orange eye sculpture at one of your events.
Yeah,
I get that it's
a cliche. Yeah, I get
that it's champagne. Well,
here's
and diamonds,
the good thing: I am not gonna have any ice sculptures at my house. I am just not that fancy.
No,
I'd be like, I don't know how much that costs, but it's just gonna melt, and I don't want to melt my money away. I'm too.
I mean,
cheap.
But this was an. I mean, I was for a first season housewife. She's going all out on.
That was a great party. I get it. The diamond, because it was diamonds and champagne, but just. I thought it was great. I thought visually it looked beautiful.
It did look beautiful. But I also need to know if anybody bought any diamonds. Sutton arrives late to Anna Marie's brunch. She brought her own drink, which the girls think is weird. You can start to see Crystal and Garcelle panicking, in my opinion. When Sutton arrives and you can tell she's a touch sauced.
She came with her own drink. She had a roadie. And I love that Avi's like, do you need a roadie? I don't think I've ever been like, hey, Eddie, can you get me a roadie?
No, we may have snuck it from Eddie and poured ourselves a little roadie. But after an event is different than on the way to the event. And my, like, we've left places.
Unless you're taking a party bus or a limo or something like that, and you're going to a party, like, okay.
But then they like editors are so shady. They're showing her pour the vodka and the juice. And it's like she over pours. She has to pour out. It's just we're on our fifth like solo scene of Sutton this episode. Anna Marie tells Crystal that she wants to work through their differences. Crystal wants them to just move on. They hug it out. Are we glad they squashed their beef? I've already forgotten what their beef was.
I honestly already forgotten what their beef was, but I mean, I'm glad, because on Housewife shows, the whole thing is, you know, to fight, resolution, all that, making up, fighting, making up. Like when you have a housewife that holds a grudge, they need to leave.
Yeah. And then Erica talks about how she's feeling about the group. She thinks they should stick up for each other. She says some of her wants an apology and some of her doesn't. Dorit says it was difficult to support Erica in the past. Kyle says her issue was how Erica handled it. Garcelle says she has had opinions. And then Sutton apologizes to Erica for the hurt it caused her. Were you surprised Sutton apologized and Garcelle didn't? I think Sutton's like, I've had a couple drinks. I'm not here to fight. Let's go. Sorry.
I mean, how can you not apologize? That's my feeling. Like, Erica went through a lot of shit. Yes, everybody was suspicious of her participation in it. And now that it's coming out where she's getting off the hook for the most part. Yeah, I think that everybody owes her an apology. I didn't quite understand Garcelle.
Yeah, I mean, I think she could say like
give her some slack. The girl's gone through so much shit.
Yeah, but then they keep doing like flashbacks to, you know, that Aspen trip.
You know,
and that's where you're like,
I know, but had Renna been there, she would have made sure Erica have gotten an apology from everybody. I know she was an asshole back in the day, like, you know, a couple episodes or seasons ago, but this girl was like going through the thick of it. I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah.
Like I've said, I've been in a lawsuit and I had a $1 million lawsuit holding over my head. Could you imagine a multi-$1 million lawsuit not knowing where you're going to get the money? Or how you're going to live your life.
Yeah.
Your husband's gone. Your mom's gone.
How do you even have the money to leave him? Like in the
middle. Do you have the money to support yourself? How do you have the money to pay for these legal fees?
Yeah. And it's a very powerful person. It's not like we're talking about like I'm not that plastic surgeons aren't powerful people, but it's very different when you have somebody that is in bed with all of these, you know, top lawyers, top people in politics. Like, it is a completely different ballgame.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
But I do feel like what this show is still missing, which I hope it starts. I mean, I guess we're only have like one or two episodes left, but they need to have fun together. Like, everybody needs to lighten up a touch.
Yeah.
I mean, even in Miami, which we're about to get to, like, they're all fighting. But then in that last scene, they're having fun and laughing and able to do it.
Well, I feel like none of them are really friends. The chemistry's off. Now, this, they have one more episode. Is that correct?
Yeah. This is the issue. They look like cast members.
Yeah. They look like cast members. They need to bring you back.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying
I am because you have a friendship with them. Like, but then they go on to a 3-part reunion. So this is maybe things get cleared up at the reunion. Maybe there's a lot to be talked about.
Yeah. Because all in all.
And the good thing is their ratings are still high.
Yeah.
The season wasn't that great, but the ratings are still high. I think people really like to tune in. Like we've said before, like, it's a lifestyle show. People love to see what they're wearing, where they're going, things like that. I don't think they necessarily care too much about drama.
Yeah. So kudos to you, Anna Marie, because you threw a beautiful party.
Yes.
Anywho, we'll take a quick break and we'll come back to talk about Miami.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu. Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout.
I started my wellness journey with Symbiotica because I was tired of having no energy and I wanted better gut health. I love Symbiotica's probiotics, and I know you will too.
Their supplements are super easy to take on the go and travel with. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking it every day.
With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. You don't have to worry about running out.
You can also modify or freeze your subscription whenever you want.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
All right, we are back to talk about Real Housewives of Miami. It starts with Lisa on the phone with Jody. She said signing the divorce papers was closing a big part of her life. then she's having a conversation with Nicole where she shares that she left home at 16 because her home was abusive. She then would move in with different boyfriends. She says she has had daddy issues.
Finally, 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 we hear about Lisa's family. I don't recall ever hearing about her family. She said her mom was old school and will be seeing her for the first time in a couple of years. Like, do you remember ever hearing about her family?
I mean, this is the Lisa I wish she would have shared with all the women sooner. Not once she was like backed into a hole saying, you know, acting out and not taking accountability. Like, that shows, like, listen, guys, this is all I've ever known.
Yeah. And she reminded me that she's from Canada. I totally forgot about that as well. I feel like I understand Lisa a little bit better after hearing about her upbringing.
Yeah, it feels a little bit better, but then they get in the Sprinter vans and Marisol shares her story where she's like, Lisa's just Lisa, you know, like she doesn't really care about anyone but herself. And then I'm like, oh, Marisol, you don't need to go there. And then they pan to Marisol being like, guess what, Lisa, I'm getting my vows renewed in Scotland, and like goes into the whole story. And then Lisa goes,
Who are we talking about? I know.
I'm lost.
Who are we talking about?
I was
exactly.
Like,
I'm like, oh my God.
But then they arrive at the shops in Mexico. Kiki tries a grasshopper and says it's not her first time eating an insect.
Have you eaten an insect?
I think I have.
I mean, I'm sure I have, not on purpose, like riding my motorcycle or something. But
no, there was like a tequila that had.
Did you ever do like the worm and the?
Yeah, I've done that. Yeah, I've done the tequila.
I don't think I have. I can't remember. If I have, it was probably 30 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, I'd not just on a daily basis, even if it had protein, I probably wouldn't be pounding insects, but.
Well, I'm with Alexia. I get my protein other ways.
Blowjobs? You don't do that either.
Did I say that? I never said that. No.
That's what she was alluding to, Tam.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm just saying I get my protein other ways.
The Kiki and Lisa makeup scene is again proof how Miami just gets it right every single time.
Mm-hmm.
They should make all the franchises sit down and watch them and go, okay, this is how to move on from a situation, even if you think that you're right, because we don't want to keep hearing about it. And you guys both want to coexist on the show.
Okay. Here's something, change gears a little bit, that was pretty confusing to me. So Lisa signed a paper with Lenny agreeing to let him build her a house.
Yeah.
Where would this ever happen? What would the court? I just don't see the court ever going, oh, sure, go take your time, build your ex a house. Wouldn't it be? Well, I mean, that just sounds very weird to me.
Well, something she, I mean, it's definitely,
why didn't she
weird
just buy one?
Well, apparently they can't find, they were unable to find one that fit Lisa's needs.
Then give Lisa the amount of money that you're going to give her, that you're going to put in a house, and give it to her. I'm just shocked that a court would
together.
Be like, yes, you're going to, and what problem she's in connection she's going to have with him for however long, 2 years it takes to build a house. Why
also,
would you put yourself through that?
Cause she really wants to
and
be
what
on
if
the
it's
water,
a shit,
I guess.
What if it's a shit sandwich house? What if he,
well, it's Jody's, it's Jody's design, which also is a whole nother shit sandwich. What's going to happen if it breaks up with Jody? And I also have a question because I'm not in this line of business. If he designed the house and they pulled that from online, does that mean that he's still a part? Jody will be a part of building the house?
Why is his house plans online? Are they just stock house plans? You can just go onto a website and go, yep, I like that house. I'll take
like
those
that.
Plans.
Well, clearly that's could what be. They did with my house, Dorit's house, Emery's house.
I have some Miami information.
What?
Marcus unfollowed me today.
I have some additional information.
He never followed you.
He never followed me.
He also unfollowed Lisa. Yeah, unfollowed Lisa Hochstein.
Well, Larsa never sent me a text back. But guess what? He still follows Marisol.
Yeah.
Still follows Marisol.
Does he follow anybody else on that cast?
No.
And Melissa Gorga.
Yeah.
Melissa Gorga and Marisol he follows.
And Lisa Barlow. But maybe he doesn't know. He's getting around to it, but he doesn't realize who all he follows until
they pop
up.
Well, it did take him a good hour to unfollow his girlfriend or ex-girlfriend or whatever.
Well, can we talk about So all the girls try Larsa's tequila. Larsa tells Alexia that she knows they butt heads, but asks her for support. Larsa, this is a little bit cringy for me. Larsa gives diamond necklaces of her tequila bottle to Alexia, Kiki, and Julia. Listen, I love you, Tamara. I want all the Vena CBD product you ever want to give me. I would be happy to wear a hoodie. But if you gave me a diamond necklace that said Vena with like a little gummy on it, no, thank you.
Yeah, that was something else.
I feel like instead of diamond necklaces, Larsa could have gifted them all bottles so they could post those on Instagram. It would have saved some money and it would have been better promotion. Why? Than these necklaces they're never going to wear.
I know.
Or why was this a different collab?
I don't know. But why do you think so many housewives go into the booze business?
Because I think those companies are already in business and they just bring people in.
It's easy. You think people see what it did for Bethany? So they think, why not me?
Yeah, but I just think, and I mean, I hate to give props to Bethany, but I think she was the first to do it and she did it in such a different way. And I got to say, like,
she just did it the right way. That's the same. Like if you do, there's so many housewives out there that just put their names on things that they have no investment in whatsoever. And they're not successful.
Yeah. And I think a collab is very different. And I mean, skinny girl margarita, like that is, it's so easy. You shake it up, you have a margarita, it tastes good. Like she sold to her audience. I have to be honest. The last time I went and purchased my own bottle of tequila, any brand, I don't do that. Ed does that. Like, I'm not going out buying bottles of tequila. I'll buy champagne.
I can't even imagine the last time I went to the grocery store and even bought alcohol, period.
Yeah, like, I don't. So it's a different market. I think it's tricky. But now, doesn't Marisol and Larsa both have a tequila brand?
Marisol and Larsa. I don't know what Marisol's brand is. I think Marisol's is Cockies, and I don't know what that means. Maybe mixed drinks?
Oh, is her Cockies with Pitbull is like a mixed margarita?
I think so. Oh. Some kind of mixed drink. I don't know what
it is. Either way, nobody sent it to us. So if you guys want us to properly know about your businesses, go ahead, slide into our DMs. We'll give you our addresses and we'll give it a little try on the twat. But then Larsa asked the group if they could take anything from anyone at the table, what would it be? I thought she meant like aesthetically or like a purse.
Yeah.
But she was saying like a good personality trait, which I don't know she actually came up with. I think somebody else was like, you mean something
positive. Well, this is very telling because Adriana said that she would take Marcus from Larsa.
Larsa didn't laugh. She didn't even give a courtesy laugh.
I mean, the stuff that comes out of Adriana's mouth, I'm like, do you think before you speak at all, ever?
Well, she could have said it with a funnier delivery. But Julia being in her, I'm going to create mess every single time I talk, asking if Michael Jordan approves of the relationship. Larsa says his mom comments hearts on photos together and says his dad is fine with it. Julia thinks Larsa is hiding something about the relationship.
Do you think that mom's approval is more important than dad's approval?
With a son? Probably. But also, Julia's going to need a new time card for the amount she has clocked in this season.
You know what? I don't really care who my kids are dating as long as they're like a good person. I know that there's a lot that goes into that, the history of, you know, the Pippins and the Jordans and all that stuff. So I don't know. I mean, is it really that important? Like if I'm dating somebody and they're parents don't like me, is that a deal breaker? Is it the age difference? Is it because Michael Jordan didn't like Scottie Pippen? Like, who knows?
Well, they try to get more information when they're playing padel, and Larsa's like, listen, I don't even want to use Michael Jordan's name. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to talk about his name. So it's going in with the same as the Kardashian type of thing. Like, she's like,
well,
I don't
want... You guys, listen, there's certain people in your life that do not want to be brought up on camera. And just because you're on a reality show, they're not. And you don't have to talk about them and you don't have to bring them up.
Well, you could also just say the parent. You don't need to keep saying Michael Jordan, Michael Jordan. But Adriana said, you know, before she was the one to keep bring up Kanye and those types of things. So I think that she just want something to talk about.
Yeah.
But then Lenny, we get back into Lenny talking about them signing the paperwork. I feel like Lenny's probably watching this episode going, plans changed.
I just don't understand what Judge is going to say. Yeah. Okay. You want to build your ex-wife a waterfront home for your kids and to know that, oh, nothing's going to go wrong there.
But also I'm trying to think, but when I got a divorce, I didn't have kids. So it's different. But
I thought you just split your assets. Like you split your assets. Yeah, you get this, but, you get that.
But it says they still need to finalize the division of marital assets and the parenting plan. For me, the parenting plan would be the first thing I needed organized.
The visitation and the financial part is usually done pretty quickly.
Yeah. So far now we've hired a contractor to build a home and do all this. We're years into this.
But the thing is, it's like ties Lisa to him.
But you know, that's what happens in these types of relationships.
Yeah.
You get off on fighting,
but break free. Do not agree to have him build you a house. Just have him give you the money. And then when you find a house, buy it.
She can't. But then Nicole is meeting with her father and girlfriend who is 38. Nicole says it's weird meeting her because it feels like roles are reversed. No. And Nicole's the parent. Listen, I can speak from experience on this one. The joy of meeting your father's much younger girlfriend for the first time. I know it well. Good times.
Hey, so do I. My mom's boyfriend is the same age as me. Actually, a year younger.
Yeah.
But did you notice how many times Nicole took a drink of her wine and kept drinking? It was the same shot over and over again. Then when she put her wine down, it didn't go down any. It was still the same amount.
Yeah,
it made it look like she was just downing that wine because she was nervous to meet her dad's girlfriend, who actually was pretty pleasant.
I mean, I thought
I expected her to be way more obnoxious. I mean,
she didn't give me the warm and fuzzies. She wasn't like overly warm.
I didn't think she was bad. I thought she was pretty nice to Nicole. And Nicole even said, like, I like her. I don't know.
I mean, she was definitely, you could tell she saw the things in Nicole's dad, which is just so feels bizarre to even talk about because now we know her dad's passed away, but them wanting to have kids together. But I'm glad we finally got to see her. She didn't cancel this time. And then this next part is just back to them playing pickleball, which is actually padel.
Padel.
They're talking about the video of Michael Jordan. Larsa says he was laughing when he said no. Kiki says it didn't sound like that. It sounded very serious. Adriana thinks this is deflecting. The fact that this episode came out the same week as Larsa and Marcus news is either like the worst luck or
strange coincidence. No, but they were just on Watch What Happens Live. You know, he was the bartender with Jody and they talked about how they had sex 5 times a day. I don't know.
I mean, if I had to have sex 5 times a day, we would have broken up after the first day.
I know. Trust me. 5 times a day?
No, thank you.
No,
even if I'm on bottom every time. No, thank you very much.
Nope. They only have one more episode. They have their season finales after is next week. And then we'll see the reunion.
Also, I need to understand what happens when you have if we were to break up, me and you, Tam, what would come of 2 teas in a pod? Like what's going to happen with separation anxiety?
We'd have to, 2 teas in a pod. We'd have to give it to Travis, whatever his name is, Trep. And what's the other tea?
Who?
What's the girl's name? The singer?
What are you talking about? Who are you talking? Taylor?
Taylor Swift and her boyfriend.
Travis Kelce? Yes, and Taylor. Oh my gosh. They could take over. It was a little long, but good work.
I couldn't remember her name. Taylor?
The singer. I thought you were talking about someone from Housewives.
No, we just give, they would be the new 2 teas in a pod.
But I mean, really, how does that go? Because you have to think about it. We're under contract.
I hate to break it to you, but you're talking about their podcast. It hasn't been, there's no new episode since October. So I'm pretty sure it's done already.
No, I'm saying maybe they stopped doing it because they knew. Maybe at the reunion, we will see that they were actually broken up and they've just been hiding it. And they decided to, it's very smart to break up during the Super Bowl because it gets less press.
I think it got more press. I thought it was crazy. It was like a halftime show for Housewives.
Yeah. No, but then it's like, then they won, then the Chiefs won and everybody got all excited.
Do I unfollow Marcus because he unfollowed me?
Yes, because if you want to be friends with Larsa, because Larsa said, should your friends still follow your ex?
Oh, that's right. Okay.
You better get on that.
Unfollow. I rarely would communicate with him. Like he would like some of my photos. That was about it.
Well,
unfollowed.
Well, that's the end of that. Hopefully love does exist. Like in closing, do you feel like Lisa and Jody have sexual chemistry?
I don't know. I don't know, because I feel like she's always on the show. She's always talking about Lenny, and it's kind of hard to see the chemistry between her and her boyfriend if she's always talking about Lenny. And I don't know if it's just a show thing, like they want her to talk about it or what, but I mean, the girls have had concerns, like you stop. He's going to go running for the hills.
And then in final closing, just because it's rare that we just throw out compliments, the kind of mother that Alexia is to Frankie,
I know,
does warm my heart every totally. Single up. My cold, dried up heart. It's like the Grinch. It grows in three sizes when I see how much he loves her and looking mm-hmm. back at her. And it really does make me appreciate
I know.
Her in a different way. So good job, Alexia. All right. Well, that's the end of the twats.
All right.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD. That's TEAPOD at VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VENACBD.com.